Today's gospel reading is from the 18th chapter of Matthew. Now Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wishes to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of the slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from the heart. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Baptism is part of forgiveness, by the way, because we're forgiven by God. He's pretty smart. These kids are smarter than you think. Or I don't know. I'm a kid, so. All right, we're going to talk about forgiveness today. So I'm just going to start off with a joke, and then it's going to, then there'll be no more joking matters. But here's the joke. Larry Bona gave me these new cool glasses that go like that. Ooh, very cool. Reading glasses. A Sunday school teacher had just concluded her lesson, because Sunday school is starting this Sunday, right? Right now, yeah. Had just concluded her lesson and wanted to make sure she had made her point. She said, can anyone tell me what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin? There was a short pause, and then from the back of the room, a small boy spoke up, sin? Sin? See, to be forgiven for sin, you have to... Okay, well, that joke was supposed to be funny. That was all right. Well, I'm just going to delete that one right now. Forget it. All right. This text that we just heard with this really funky story, you know, the story is Peter, after the question came, who's the greatest? And Jesus says, the greatest is the humblest person, the person who takes up their cross, the person who gives of themselves. That's who's humble. That's part one. And Beth talked about that. And what that looks like in community, in Christian community, it's about reconciliation. And so Peter comes up now in part two and says, well, how often should we forgive? Now, the standard rabbinical answer in his time was three times. But Paul was like, well, I'm gonna say much more. Seven times. Is it seven times, Lord? And then Jesus says, nope, it's 77 times. It never ceases. It's the basis of everything we do, forgiveness. And so I would like to suggest four things about forgiveness that I've thought about this week. Forgiveness is a humble stance. Forgiveness is a way forward. Forgiveness is a letting go, and forgiveness is cardio work. So we'll start, and in your bulletin, you have the tune we'll sing after each place. I'll tell you when. We'll sing, just like the heart song you heard today from the choir, we'll sing three times, Change My Heart, O God, and you find that on page 8 of your bulletin. So turn to that, if you don't mind, and be ready. Forgiveness is a humble stance. I mean, if you're talking about humble, it's kind of hard to talk about humble without being not humble. You know, in some ways, you're kind of caught. You know, well, here's what it means to be humble, because I'm an expert in humbleness. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But what I'm trying to suggest about a humble stance is the word that I've never seen before, self-donating. Donating of yourself. You know, an example of that is those compassionate acts, those merciful acts that you see all the time, whether it's in the name of Jesus or not. There's a hurricane. A person says, I got a boat. I got to go help people. And they just have that urgency, that sense of just wanting to go out there. And that's self-donating. That's the stance Jesus is after, self-donating. And when we're talking about forgiveness, that first act of forgiveness, especially if you're the one forgiving someone, well, even more so if you're one who needs forgiveness, it's a humble moment. If you've ever had to ask for forgiveness, I haven't asked for forgiveness today, have I? I'm not a morning person, so I but if you've had to ask for forgiveness, especially for someone you've loved, you know that's hard work. You have to humble yourself. And the other side is, if you are offering forgiveness, you have to humble yourself. And we'll get to what that means in the next piece. But forgiveness is a humbling stance, an act of self-donating mercy. And I was just trying to find examples of forgiving acts. And, you know, it's stories you know. This is the first one. You remember the West Nickel Mines Amish School? Do you remember that story? In the fall of 2006, the unthinkable happened when a one-room school full of Amish children were taken hostage by Charles Carl Roberts. After a few terrifying hours, he bound and shot 10 girls, killing 5 of them before killing himself. Within hours, the Amish families immediately began extending their forgiveness to the gunman and visiting his wife and parents to offer them comfort. They even attended the killer's funeral. A grandmother of one of the murdered girls cautioned the family not to hate the killer. We must not think evil of this man. While another father said, he had a mother and a wife and a soul, and now he's standing before a just God. If you're in a mode where there's someone in your life who needs forgiveness, or you need to forgive someone, it's humbling. And that story, just at least for me, just reminds me the power of forgiveness. It's startling. It's startling and amazing. And when you hear that story, that's all you can think is, wow, that's what it's about. Could I do that? Can I do that? Let's sing. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever new, true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Forgiveness is a humble stance. The next one, forgiveness is a letting go. That's what the root of the word means. It's a letting go. It's a letting go. And there's a great burden of the people I think of that I've had a hard time forgiving or that took a long time to forgive. It hangs on to you. You can't live life in the best way possible if something's hanging on to you. And And forgiveness, then, that it's the act of letting go. And when you can let go of that, that stress goes away. Now again, I'm not talking about easy things, because there are deep hurts. I have a couple of friends who've gone through divorces. That's a great place where forgiveness looks sometimes like it might be impossible. Or abusive relationships, that might be impossible. But forgiveness is a letting go. This story that Jesus talks about seems like, at first glance, it's a story of judgment. Well, it kind of is. Because the person who judges, in the end, is God. But our job is forgiveness. And in the middle is justice. What's just? What's right? But our job is forgiveness. Letting go. Letting go. God's job is to judge. To inform us. Here's the example, number two. Robbie Parker. Anybody remember that name? Robbie Parker. Just hours after his six-year-old daughter was gunned down at Sandy Hook, Robbie Parker bravely stood in front of cameras to publicly forgive the gunman that took his daughter and 26 other lives. With a trembling voice and tear-stained face, he offered this statement on forgiveness. We'd like to offer our deepest condolences to all the families who are directly affected by this shooting. It's a horrible tragedy, and we want everyone to know that our hearts and our prayers go out to them. This includes the family of the shooter, and I can't imagine how hard this experience must be for you. And I want you to know that our family and our love and our support goes out to you as well. He continued, as we move on from what has happened here, what happened to so many people, let us not turn into something that defines us, but something that inspires us to be better, to be more compassionate, and a more humble people. What a powerful statement about forgiveness and letting go. That's, again, mind-blowing. But that's what Jesus says. That's the bottom line. The works of the heart, their love, yes. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God. But what does that love look like? Well, it looks like mercy. It looks like compassion. And the hardest one, it looks like forgiveness. Because when you forgive and you let go, there's just such a tremendous power in that. Such a tremendous power. Let's sing. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. Let me I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Forgiveness is a way forward. In this story, it's easy to think, well, God is this and we're that and the servant. But the word that caught my attention this time, hearing this parable, reading this parable, is the king came and settled some accounts. Settling. I think that's the key word for forgiveness. And it ties in with what Pastor Beth talked about and the first part of the text I mentioned earlier. Jesus said, be humble and don't put stumbling blocks in front of people. And one stumbling block is when you're hanging on to stuff and can't forgive. It gets in the way. There's no way forward with that person or with those people. There just simply isn't. Because that stumbling block is like a ball and chain, you know, it's just flopping all over the place, and you try and walk forward, and it It just gets in the way. And the more that you're into that, and when a community starts getting into that, it creates a big mess. It's a stumbling block. I want to say this. You tell me if you think this is correct. Mercy and compassion, those acts, those are self-giving. But I think forgiveness is transactional, you know, because it's about relationship. Because not only does a person have to seek forgiveness, but a person has to forgive. And the hard work, well, you don't know which is going to be the hard work for which person. Because both have to be humble. And you can't go forward. Things are unsettled until forgiveness happens. So, as we get ready to sing in a second, think about that in your lives. What is there a person that I got to let go? I got to let it go. Or is there a person, I got to tell them I'm sorry. I just got to suck it up and be humble in the name of Jesus, and it's going to be hard, but I got to do it. And I have one more example. You remember Dylan Roof, a fellow Lutheran? Some might consider him a terrorist, a Lutheran terrorist, because he went into a church, shot a bunch of people in North Carolina. Just days after Dylan Roof ruthlessly took the lives of 9 members, family members of the victim remarkably began offering statements of forgiveness to him during a bond hearing. The daughter of Ethel Lance fought through tears to speak directly to Dylan. "You took something very precious away from me, and I will never talk to her ever again. I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you." Felicia Sanders said, the mother of Twanza Sanders, also directly addressed him. We welcomed you Wednesday night in our Bible study with open arms. You have killed some of the most beautifulest people that I know. Twanza Sanders is my son, but Twanza was my hero. Twanza was my hero. But as we say in Bible study, we enjoyed you, but may God have mercy on you. The act of forgiveness is not easy. But with all things, with God, it's possible. It's possible. The examples I've given are the most extreme and amazing examples of forgiveness. If you hear those, we got a shot. We can do it. Let's sing. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. The final piece is that forgiveness it's a cardio work. It's a work of the heart. That's what the end of that story, Jesus says, you got to do it from the heart. This is the deepest place. This is the place where stuff hurts the most. And it's this place where forgiveness sprouts from. And God created us. And God knows who we are. And God knows about the power of forgiveness. And that's Jesus' reminder for us. It's a work of the heart. That's why I have these tissues here. Because a lot of times, works of the heart, shed a tear. So, today in worship, when you come up for communion or whenever you want, grab a tissue if you need to, As a reminder, forgiveness is a work of a heart. I've got work to do. I've got to go to that person and tell them, I forgive you. Or I've got to go to that person and say, I'm sorry. And this is that reminder. Forgiveness is a humble stance. Forgiveness is a letting go. Forgiveness is a way forward. It's a settling. And forgiveness is a work of the heart. And Jesus says, we can do it. I gave you powerful stories of examples of people doing it. It's possible. It's possible. And it's the heart of everything that Jesus was about. It's the essence of love. It's the mark of being Christian and following Jesus. Works of the heart. Amen.